With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says on social media he is ending, quote, all trade negotiations with Canada. That's because of recent television ads protesting U.S. tariffs. Asian shares mostly higher after the White House confirmed plans for President Trump to meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping next week. Chinese benchmarks gained after the ruling Communist Party wrapped up a critical four-day meeting. Many sports fans across America already saying this may far surpass the Black Sox World Series scandal 106 years ago. Cases staggering. High-profile NBA figures among those 30 who are facing charges of sports betting and involvement. Here's correspondent Ed Donahue.
Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier are among those charged with schemes involving illegal sports betting and rigged poker games backed by the mafia. FBI Director Kash Patel says more than 30 people are facing charges.
The charges and the arrests that were taken down across this country range from wire fraud, money laundering, extortion, robbery, illegal gambling.
Two indictments. Billups is charged in a wide-ranging scheme to rig underground poker games backed by mafia families. New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says Rozier is accused in an illegal sports betting scheme using private insider NBA information. I'm Ed Donahue.
And the FBI's Kash Patel says this matter is not over and the investigation continues. Now, authorities say that a poker cheating ring involving pro sports figures and the mafia used a series of high-tech tactics in the scam. They included shuffling machines that could determine who held what cards. This is SRN News. Nobody wants to play a girls' volleyball team in California.
10 games have been forfeited to Harupa Valley High School so far this season because the squad includes a boy. Meanwhile, two members of the Harupa Valley team are also boycotting and have filed a lawsuit against the school for its practice of letting males compete in female sports. Many states are banning boys from girls' teams, and the Supreme Court is set to hear arguments this term in a challenge to bans in West Virginia and Idaho. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo has met with an organization of clergy abuse survivors. Participants in the meeting this week say he agreed to maintain a permanent dialogue with them. The Ending Clergy Abuse Group is pushing for a zero-tolerance policy for abuse within the Catholic Church. Such policy would require the permanent removal of any priest who abuses a child. This is SRN News. Wall Street just keeps chugging along. Here's correspondent Seth Soutell.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, bringing indexes to the cusp of recent records. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 144 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.9%. Oil and gas stocks led the way as crude prices jumped more than 5%. Oil prices rose after President Donald Trump announced new sanctions on Russia's crude industry. Dow and Las Vegas Sands rose after reporting solid earnings. The price of gold rose, breaking a two-day losing streak. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market. Seth Soutell, New York.
Well, Tesla recalling more than 63,000 Cybertrucks in the U.S. The reason? The front lights are too bright. Officials say that may cause a distraction to other motorists, thus increasing the risk of an accident. More details at srnnews.com.